This year, we're taking an equally dramatic and important step to align education to our need. We are launching the flip side of free SHS. Government is launching a system of free technical and vocational education that runs parallel to the high school or secondary school. We are aiming to provide our young people with technical and vocational skills at both the secondary and tertiary sectors of education to enable graduates to employ themselves and employ others after their training. The missing link in Africa's educational system has been our low capacity in skills development. We shall be able to transform Ghana's economy and reduce unemployment when we pay attention to technical and vocational training. That is where the skills needed for the modern economy can be developed. The strategy is to expand technical and vocational opportunities at both secondary and tertiary level, and thereby strengthen the linkages between education and industry, as well as empower young people to deploy their skills, to employ themselves and others. The technical and vocational educational sector would involve a truly radical change in attitude on the part of all of us. Throughout the years, enough lip service has been paid to the TVET sector. This time, we're backing the talk with money and political will.
President Akufo-Addo said his government will launch a major project that will emphasize the importance of TVET and redeem the misconception that technical and vocational education is inferior and patronized only by less endowed students. He said all TVET institutions will be aligned and brought under the direct supervision of the Ministry of Education to streamline their curricula and improve the coordination of their training. To this end, a Deputy Minister of Education is to be charged with a specific responsibility of technical and vocational education. The President said the five-year strategic plan for TVET, approved by Cabinet, involves the undertaking of structural reforms, which include the setting up of a TVET service and council and dedicating a whole division of the education service to technical and vocational education, which would have its own director general.